Okay, we'll get started with the second session.
好，我们现在开始第二堂课。
Just on the break, I looked up the verses related to that passage where Jesus Christ had talked to that man to say, you know, get up and walk.
好，在休息的时候呢，听他也看了一下，就是耶稣跟那个瘫痪的人说，哎，站起来，行走的那一段经句。
So I've got them on the board here. We have Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 to 7.
好，我们有好几个地方，连续有三个地方写到这个故事。一个是马太福音九章二至七节，还有马可福音二章五到十二节，路加福音五到十八，五章十八到二十五节。
Okay, I have to do it in English as well. I got Mark 2, 5 to 12, and then Luke 5, 18 to 25. Did you do Luke as well? Okay.This is a passage where we see this man, he's overcome by psychosomatics. He has a mental condition which prevents him from walking.
而这个人呢，他的病因很可能就是这个所谓的这种身心关联性的病，就是他的心理的障碍让他无法走行走。
And why this passage is also interesting is that this man had no faith. He couldn't because his faith had been destroyed.Because of his negative attitude, he had no faith.
这个经句之所以有趣呢，也主要是因为这个人他其实是一个没有任何信心的人。
You can read the passages for yourself, but Jesus saw the faith of his friends. His friends had brought him along. And the Bible says very clearly, Jesus saw the faith of his friends, and then he said to the man, I forgive you for your sins, now get up and walk.
而他没有信心，但是呢，耶稣基督呢，看着那些把他带来找耶稣基督的朋友们哦，是有信心的，所以他跟这个瘫痪的人说：“起来，你可以走了。”
See, really, Jesus was honoring the man's friends, not the man himself.
所以呢，其实耶稣基督呢，他是在荣耀这个瘫痪的人的朋友们，而不是在。荣耀这个瘫痪本身。
And maybe he felt sorry for this man's friends have been carrying him everywhere for the last 10 years or 15 years. But they were very loyal. And Jesus said, I'm going to give these guys a break. I'm going to let their friend walk.
而耶稣基督他基本上呢是看着这些朋友可能在过去十年来都一直带着这个无法行走的人呢到处去找医生求救。可是所以耶稣他可能真的是蛮为这些人觉得哎呀你们实在是太辛苦了所以就告诉这个人说啊起来走路啦。
Yeah, I have to emphasize in this passage, it's not a miracle. Jesus didn't do anything, so he said to the guy, your sins are forgiven. It's not a miracle.
强调的呢是这个行为就是这个医治行为其实不能够把它称之为一个神迹。因为它其实里面是有非常大的一个心理因素。
But this guy had accepted the authority of Jesus Christ. His own attitude is very poor. But he needs some kind of acceptance. In this case, he's been looking for acceptance from God.
所以呢，其实这个人呢，他是需要一个非常具有权威性的一个角色，来告诉他你应该怎么样。他是接受了耶稣基督他的权威。
Now, this guy sort of lost his faith. We can sort of assume even he was a believer. And all he needed to do was name his sins. He'd probably got into a state at one stage where he'd just done some terrible sins and felt so guilty about that. He thought, you know, I've lost my salvation and now I'm out of God's plan. I'm just miserable. And I'm just going to sit here on my mat and my life is finished.
这个人很可能他就是一个有信仰但却已经失去信心的人他知道他自己有罪所以他就认为他这辈子就是不该再有机会站起来走路了所以在这种情况下他已经完全对他的人生失望不觉得他自己有任何的机会
Again, it's like some people they have a tragic situation happen to them and you know, they can't get out of bed in the morning it's a similar situation
有些人他在那种就是极端的低潮然后他已经根本就无法再从床上爬起来的那种心情，你可以想象他那种状态。
Okay, anyway, so that's those verses. You can look through them yourselves for homework, and you can understand that there's nowhere mentioned that Jesus performs a miracle.
这个三章的这个经句，请大家回去再读一读哈，因为在经句里面完全没有提到耶稣他是在行神迹。
Now let's get back to where we were.
好，我们再回到我们刚才的地方。
We're talking about the divine decree.
我们在谈的是呢，神的意志。
Okay, so we just read through this again. This is a review because we did do this last Sunday.
因为我们在礼拜天有谈过这一段，所以我们现在是在一个复习的状态。
Right, the divine decree is God's holy, eternal, wise, and sovereign purpose.
好，神的旨意是神的神圣、永恒、蛮有智慧以及带有主权的旨意。
Okay, and remember that the subject of the sentence here is the word purpose, and all of these other words are describing what kind of a purpose it is. These are the adjectives up here.
好，这里面就是把这个主词跟它的所有的形容词都一起摆在这个句子里了。
And then, within this purpose of God, which is actually his thinking, he's comprehending, which means understanding all things, all events, and all the people, and all the ideas, everything. He comprehends all things simultaneously, meaning at the same time.
而且呢，在他的这个所谓的他的旨意中呢，是将所有的事情全部在同一时间内整合进来。
And I've used the example before, you know, God sees from the past and the present and the future, he sees it all as one thing in his mind. So he doesn't have to watch things unfold minute by minute.
因为神他的思维状态跟我们不一样的，他是同时可以看到过去、现在跟未来。
And I've used the example, like, you know, sometimes you see a parade and you're standing on the side of the street. You have big parades here in Taipei sometimes. And the first float, that's the first vehicle or the dancing band or something, they walk past first and then you see the second group and then the third group. And you're watching these things one by one by one.
你就想象哈，当我们在看花车游行的时候，第一辆车过来到你的眼前，你就看到了，然后要到这一台车走了，第二台车才能过来，你又再看到了。所以对我们人类来讲，我们看到的是有一个时间流的某一个部分。
Yeah, and so you might be wondering, oh, I wonder what's coming next. I wonder what's up the street that way. And what happened to the marching band that went past?
所以在我们的眼前，我们常常会想说，诶，那等一下会有什么会过来？你会想象可能要过来的，然后你也会想回忆已经过去的。
Yeah, but for God, it's like, you know, he's personally standing at the top of a tall building maybe and watching the whole thing. He can see it from the start to the finish.
那你可以想象神呢，他好像是站在一个非常大高的高处，他可以同时看到那整个游行最前面的一支跟最后面的 一台车。
Okay, and that's how he sees things. He sees things simultaneously.
所以他看事情是这样看的，他是在同时把所有的事情，一切的事情都同时看到。
Okay, and he sees these things in their causes, conditions, relations, and successions.
他甚至可以看到任何事物发生的起因、状态，以及它连串的后果。
Everything is cause and effect. We talk about cause and effect in nature, but also in human history as well. You've heard the term cause and effect? Cause means like a reason. There's a reason that there's a mouse. There's a computer mouse on the table, right? Mm-hmm.It didn't get there by accident. And then this mouse is also having an influence on what's happening in the class.
所以重点是说他看很多事情的时候，他可以不是看到这个现状，他还知道他之前是怎么样起因，发生的原因是什么，甚至这个现状他以后会影响的是些什么事情。
Using the example of a computer mouse, that actually came from a factory somewhere.
就像我们看这个老鼠，这个叫什么？滑鼠就像我们在看这个滑鼠，好，它是从某一个工厂怎么样做成而来的，里面还有电池什么什么，它全都看得一清二楚。
And that factory is somewhere, I have no idea where it is, but God knows exactly where the factory is. He knows the day that this mouse was produced.
好，那我们不知道这个滑鼠是哪一个工厂做的，可是上帝知道，甚至他知道是哪一天做的。
This is made out of plastic, and plastic comes from oil, right? So he knows where the oil came from to produce the mouse.
他也知道呢，诶，这个是塑胶做的嘛，塑胶是从石油里面做出来的嘛，所以他也知道那个石油是从哪一个国家的石来的石油做的。
And the people who were working on the oil rig that day, that the oil that came to make this mouse was pulled out of the ground.
然后他甚至可以看得到那些在采油的人当时怎么样把这个石油采出来的。
And he knows what that guy was thinking that morning and all the problems that he had in his life and everything. This mouse is intertwined with many, many people.
你甚至可以，他可以想象得到，他可以知道的是，这一个滑鼠是因为在某一个时间，某一个女工在某工厂里面正在做这个滑鼠的时候，他的人生有一些什么样的问题，他正在处理，就是所有的事情全部都在那一秒钟之内，所有的事情神都看在眼里。
And then the effect, you know, what's going to happen to this mouse in the future? I really have no idea, but, you know, and we don't need to know. But it's just these fine details, God does know. I'm just using these as an example to show the vast thinking of God.
然后他也，神也知道这个滑鼠将来会发生什么事情。好，他那这些事情我们其实都不见得有兴趣想要想的，但他同时都知道了，所以就可以想象那个神的脑袋，哦，没有脑袋，神的那个思维有多么多么多的细节。
And all of these facts about what's going to go on in history, God knows about these things. They're all in this computer. We call it a computer. That's the analogy, remember?
好，所以呢，所有的这些事实，过去、现在、未来。跟所有他的起因，所有的这些都像是那些资讯，都在神他的电脑里面。我们可以把它假设他有一个超级大电脑里面在运算着。
Now remember again, it's God's ultimate purpose is first for that everybody is saved to go to heaven. He doesn't want anybody to go to the lake of fire, and he wants those that are saved to become good witnesses in the angelic appeal trial.
而我们更要理解神呢，他的真正的目的是希望所有的人类都能得救，然后都不会进到火湖里被烧死，甚至呢，每一个人都能够在所谓天堂的审判中间呢，是可以得到正好的审判。
And the number of people that actually do believe in Jesus Christ in history, it's really quite small. I mean, it's probably not going to be more than 10 or 15% in the end, maybe even less.You know, the number of people that complete God's purpose. Remember, it's God's purpose for us to be saved. Well, how many people are really saved? It's a very small number, really.
所以呢，当神他的真正的目的是要让我们这些人类都得救。可是你想想看，到目前为止，你认为这个人类到底有多少得救？可能不到 10%， 不到10%。
And then you look at the number of Christians that are really learning God's will and that could possibly be potential witnesses in the angelic appeal trial. That's a smaller number again.
而我们成为基督徒的人呢，又是要在天使的征战中去做一个对的见证人。这是我们另外人作为人类要有的一个职责，也是神希望我们可以做到的。可是又有多少基督徒他真的在天使的征战中做了对的选择，就是当一个对的见证人。
Here I'm talking about people that are actually willing to learn about God's will for the Christian. What is their purpose and God's plan? And how can they overcome all the obstacles to become good witnesses?
因为成为一个神的见证人，好的见证人是必须要先学习神给我们的计划，还有所谓的真理，然后让我们能够经由神的教导，可以在所有面对所有的困难的时候，去选择对的方式去处理这些困难。那我们有多少基督徒有做到这一点？
It's actually a very, very small number.
这是一个非常小的数字。
But this is because people have free will. It's not God's fault that people aren't going to either be saved or to become good Christians.
这个数字小不是神的责任哦，是因为我们人有自由意志，所以我们是否能够得救，然后是否能够做一个好的天堂法庭的见证人。这两件事情是都需要在我们的自由意志里面去做对的选择。
See, God has taken all the information that he has and he's built the most perfect plan. Everything God does, he does perfectly according to his knowledge.
而神以他全知的能力 他已经尽可能的提供我们最完美的计划跟所有的这个方式来引导我们得救并且学习神的话语。
It's a perfect plan of salvation.
这是完美的救赎的计划。
His methods, like we talk about Operation Z, remember the way that we can learn doctrine under the filling of the Holy Spirit. This is a perfect system for learning His Word.
然后他也提供了我们最完美的一个系统来学习他的这个计划，这个、叫做 Z 行动。
And the blessings and the judgment or the discipline that He gives every day is perfect. We can't complain about that.
他给我们最好的祝福，然后给我们的公正的审判。
And then the discipline, like
还有给我们管教。他用这三种方式来协助我们学习。
Yeah, sometimes it's very easy to be tempted to complain.
但是呢，我们很容易呢，就会变成是在抱怨。
For example, you know, I'd like to get back home. I know my children, Ben and Bam, would like to get back home. And Oi would like us to get back home as well. But we can't complain about that. That's part of God's perfect plan.
就像听一家人当然很希望能够团聚，可是现在的状况就是不能够去抱怨，因为我们还是要相信神是给我们最好的计划。
And God is providing perfectly for us.
神就是给我们最完美的一个计划。
Okay, and in the grand scheme of things, you know, any difficulties that you have to face in life, it's only for a very short time, and then things become better, and of course you have your eternal life. So that goes for billions of years. Any bad situation, any crisis, or any disaster that faces you, it's really only going to be for a very short time.
而当我们面对很多的困苦艰难，那其实都是一个很短暂的时间。你要想想将来我们要去面对的是永恒的生命的那个时候，这些小的困难其实是很短的时间的。
And if you're complaining about anything, it means that you're not giving thanks.
如果你只要在抱怨之中，就代表你不会感谢。
Yeah, and I think it's 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
而神呢，给我们的命令就是我们要为每一件事情谢恩。帖撒罗尼亚前书第五章
should be verse 18, I think.
第十八节。
Okay, so really it says give thanks in all circumstances.
就是上面讲到说我们要为每一件事情谢恩。
And not just the circumstances where, you know, God is blessing you and life is all rosy and everybody's happy.
而不是说只有在我们在顺境中才每个人都快乐的情况下才谢恩哦。
Yeah, even when everything is falling apart around you, you can say, well, God, thank you that you've given me life and I'm still alive today. And I know that as long as you want me to be here, I'll be here.
而神要我们做到的是即使所有的事情都乱七八糟全部都毁坏中的时候，我们都还要感谢神给了我们生命，让我们还好好的活在这里。
And you can give thanks that even if you did die under those, in that crisis, that you're going to heaven, that you are God's child.
而甚至呢，就算我们失去了生命，我们在这些恐怖的这个状态中失去了生命，我们依然是神的孩子，我们是可以去天堂的，依然可以感谢的。
Yeah. You have to remember that as Christians who are born again, the best thing that can happen to you is you can die. This is the best thing that can happen to us.
对于一个基督徒来讲，最好的会发生的事情是当我们死了，我们就可以去天堂了。
Because your situation is going to be much, much better than what it is on the earth.
因为到了天堂去，所有的状况都会比在地球还要好啊。
Now, I'm not encouraging people to go out and commit suicide, of course.
我们并不是说要认为这个要自杀去死的哈，这是一个罪。
Okay. But the fact is, you know, dying is nothing to be scared of, and in fact, it's something we should look forward to.
就是说我们要强调的是就算死亡它也不是一个让我们觉得要难过的事情。
And that's because God has always prepared His best for us.
因为神永远都为我们准备了最好的。
Okay, and that brings us back to the verse when you were talking about the divine decree.
所以我们现在再回到这个神的旨意。
Okay, see, He puts in all the information into this computer, as it were, and then when He prints it out, it's going to be the best. The result is the best.
所以神呢，是把这些所有的过去、现在、未来跟所有的事件的，包括它的起因跟后果，全部放进了这个电脑里面，而为我们印出了计划。 我们生命的计划。
Okay, and remember, God has even considered the possibility, so He knows the potential if you did make a decision and all of the consequences of making that decision. Maybe God says, well, you made a bad decision here, but I can change the situation around and I'll use that for your blessing.
就是我们要知道就是说有的时候你是会下一些不是原来神计划中的决定，所以当你下了这些决定的时候，神他也都在看，所以他有时候会再把事情再调整一下，好，然后不管怎么样他都会提供你到后来是一个最好的一个计划。
He's so clever that he uses evil. There's a lot of evil in the world, but God can use evil to bless you.
而这些改变呢，即使是神是那么的聪明，他甚至可以用一些看似邪恶的事情来祝福你。
I just had a friend write to me. They sent an article about how China and Iran, they're very close together, very close with the relations regarding oil and military weapons and things like this.
他那个听友的朋友呢，最近发给他一些资讯说呢，现在中国跟伊朗呢，他们很靠近，很亲近，亲密的一起在处理一些石油跟武器方面的事情。
And one way China is making its relationships closer with Iran is the promise of what they call the Belt and the Road Initiative. They're promising lots of infrastructure projects for Iran in return for the oil. See, China wants the oil.
那其中的一个计划呢，就是中国呢，为了要多拿到一些伊朗的石油啊，所以他们就提供了这个伊朗很多逐鹿的工程，为伊朗去把这些鹿都盖起来，让他们也中国更好去把伊朗的石油运回中国。
And a lot of the Western leaders are quite fearful of what's happening because you have the communist regime and then the Islamic regime and now they're joining together. You know, these are like the enemies of the West.
那很多西方的这个政治领袖们都非常害怕他们这两国之间的合作，因为等于是一个共产主义，一个是这个伊斯兰主义的两大这个阵营的合作，会为西方世界带来什么样的后果呢？
And you have to really remember that the governments of any nation, whether it's like China or Iran or even in America and England, you know, the governments don't usually represent what most people are thinking.
就是像这样的两个阵营，他们的很多的政治人物的决定哦，基本上不是站在人民的立场思考的。
There's a lot of Christians in China actually, and they have this idea in their mind, it's called the Return to Jerusalem Movement.And these Christians in China, they've taken on a missionary attitude and they want to evangelize Iran and they want to evangelize Pakistan and they want to evangelize Saudi Arabia. And this is an opportunity for them to go there.
然后有很多在中国的基督徒，他们其实是有一个要返回耶路撒冷的这个概念的计划。那他们其实呢，在经由这些跟伊斯兰或者是巴基斯坦或伊朗的这些交往中间呢，很多的中国人其实反而有机会去把这些基督徒的思想给传播出去。
So if you have leaders of a nation, maybe they have an evil plan, and we don't know that they could just be thinking the best things for their country. But let's just assume, because most people, they're sinners, right? And these leaders probably just want to hold on to their power.
而这些国家的这个政治领袖们，也许他们只是想到他们要如何的保有他们的政治的力量，他们政治的权力。好，但是呢，他们或许并没有真的在为人民着想，但是他们下了很多可能并不是那么好的一些决定，不是为人民下的好的决定，但是却在这个状态中呢，这些人民却可以经由这些计划却得到了神最期待看到的事情。
Again, God can use evil for good. So, you know, He can turn the whole situation around. Maybe there's millions of people in Iran. They need to hear the gospel, and God can use Chinese people to do that.
所以呢，就是神可以用不好的去变成好的。所以很明显的，在这个状态之下，很有可能因为这样，很多伊朗人有机会从中国的传教者听到非常多神的讯息。
It must have been about 20, almost 30 years now. I'm getting really old. About 30 years ago, I was in Iran and backpacking through Iran.
Tim 在30年前曾经去过伊朗。
And at that time, you know, the Americans were said to be hated by the West. By Iran, sorry.
当时呢，在伊朗的人非常讨厌美国人。
But you know, as I was traveling through and I was backpacking and you know, getting on buses and meeting with people, I've got a face that looks like an American, but you know, most people were very friendly.
而 Tim 他的样子或他讲话当很容易就被伊朗人认为是美国人啊、哦、但是他在坐在这个公车啊坐火车的时候哎碰到伊朗人都对他非常友善。
And they were very interested, they were curious to find out what was the West like, because they weren't hearing those things.
那些人呢都对他很好奇的想要询问到底西方的世界是什么样的世界。
They've been under oppressive governments for a long time, actually, and so they want to know what is the real world like.
那些人他们经常都被这个政府高压的方法在管理的，所以他们其实完全不理解西方外面的世界是怎么样的。
And a lot of people, you know, they're very loyal to the Islam religion, but then you also have others which, you know, they're looking for other ways of maybe having a relationship with God.
他们呢，这些人民。虽然都是在伊斯兰教的这个调教之下长大的，但是他们其实也真的还是有心想要寻找上帝，真正的上帝。
Yeah, it's like I get newsletters from there's a Christian agency in Pakistan as well. They have a church network which has been set up as well, and they reckon they're getting hundreds of people come to their training center, people that are pastors, to be trained up and then going into Pakistan. This is all within Pakistan to teach other Christians.
But those pastors are local people?
Yeah, they're local people.
他说当时其实在巴基斯坦、啊、也有一些像这种基督徒的这种中心，他们甚至有机会训练非常多的巴基斯坦人去作为牧师去传播福音、哦、
Yeah, now Pakistan, they have quite good relationship with China, with mainland China.
因为巴基斯坦呢，他们与这个中国的关系也非常的好。
Yeah, and so I think a lot of Chinese Christians, they're preparing or maybe they're already doing ministry down in Pakistan.
所以有不少的中国人呢，他们说不定都已经是在私下去做很多的这个传福音的工作。
Yeah, but the important thing is they need to know their stuff. You know, they need to know the Word of God very well so that when they go down, they can be used. God can use them.
所以他们很多的这些人呢，他们都需要多了解自己可以怎么样去传福音。然后他们就在这种机会之中就把福音传出去了。
Okay, we'll just stop for another break because it's all getting very noisy.
好，我们再来休息一下。
Okay, 5 minutes.
5分钟。